We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I got to get to the story because it took me by surprise a little bit, Dustin. I didn't think this number was where David Njoku was going to be at. So ESPN's Jeremy Fowler came out with a piece, and he says, the buzz around the league is that an offer, he goes, the Browns showed they value Njoku this offseason by making him a long-term contract offer, okay? The buzz around the league is the offer valued more than $13 million per year, an impressive number for someone with just 1,754 receiving yards over five seasons. However, Njoku appears poised for a breakout with Watson as the new quarterback in Cleveland. Little bit of a dig from Jeremy Fowler there. Just going to put that out there. I don't know that he needed to throw in there the fact that David Njoku only has 1,754 yards, but he's not wrong.
No, that's a fact. 13 million?
13 million
per
season?
Way too much money. I wouldn't do it. I don't know what the Browns
say.
What do they say?
And I like David Njoku. I've always liked David Njoku.
I mean,
but is David Njoku
love him.
Average per year tight end contracts in the NFL right now? This would make him the fifth highest paid tight end in the game.
Behind Kelsey, Kittle. Kittle.
Dallas Goedert, Mark Andrews.
And then David Njoku?
And then David.
Get out of here.
Njoku. Now, to be fair, his franchise tag right now is already putting him at just under $11 million. But that's the franchise tag. That's going to be juiced up to begin with anyway. Like, that's when you franchise tag a player, you're playing with the understanding that you're giving him more money based off the idea that you don't really know what the hell you want to do with him. But this report from Jeremy Fowler, and I want to hear from you guys, 216-578-0092. We don't have unlimited resources here, and we've already chosen to go our number. Instead of spending big on a number two wide receiver, we're like, David Bell, we're going to make it work with you.
You're spending
number two wide receiver money on Njoku here in this instance.
I would have, at 44, taken Trey McBride out of Colorado State, a rookie who I think is the best tight end in this draft, and paid him a rookie contract and let Njoku walk.
You had a lot of tight ends in this class that you liked.
I mean, listen, he's under a franchise tag. We know that. But I'm saying, like, I'm not giving him a contract extension. I would have drafted somebody.
Can I even take it a step further? Is there that large of a difference between David Njoku and Harrison Bryant? Like, is there really that large of David? Because,
I mean, stats-wise, probably not.
I haven't.
But Njoku's the evidence a freakish athlete.
Yeah, that's great. He looks like a cartoon artist drew him. He's an Adonis in many ways, but you don't get paid for being in good shape. This isn't an Arnold Schwarzenegger competition. This is a football team. How is David Njoku worth $13 million a year?
And Good question, man.
Jeremy Fowler, and I want to hear from you guys, 216-578-0092. Jeremy Fowler is not hinting as if this is like what he would pay him or anything like this. He's saying they've offered him a long-term contract offer, and the buzz around the league is it's valued at more than $13 million per year. So like any day now, you might get that 92.3 The Fan, that beautiful app that pops to your phone, and it pops up the what are those things called when they just like pop up on your phone and they're like a push notification.
Right.
You get the push notification from the Fan and it says breaking news. David Njoku. 4 years. $52 million. I'm going to lose my freaking mind, Dustin. I'll go crazy
if
that's the case.
Yeah, I don't think that's a smart decision at all. I have no problem. You want to pay Denzel Ward and Nick Chubb and Myles Garrett. But Njoku has proven nothing.
216-578-0092. Dominic, up next on The Fan. Hello, Dominic.
Good evening, guys. How are you?
Hey, Dom.
Good. How are you?
Hey. So I think what happened is the Browns knew they were going to get rid of Hooper. And out of desperation, they gave him the franchise tag, thinking, you know, we're going to save $10, $12 million by getting rid of Hooper. So we'll just overpay Njoku to make sure he doesn't go so the cupboard wasn't bare at tight end. But I agree with you guys 100%. they could have gave him a 4 or 5 year contract, and it could have been half of what it was, and I'm sure he would have signed it. I mean, just a year ago, he was, were we going to keep him? Were we not going to keep him? Now, all of a sudden, he's the fifth or sixth highest paid tight end. He's never caught even 70 passes in a season, you know?
Exactly.
I totally agree.
Exactly, Dominic, and thank you. I have so many thoughts on this. Again, 216-578-1192. Like, how does this change the offense if David Njoku isn't there next year? Is it really that drastically different? I don't believe it is. For $13 million a year, you want a guy that is drastic. The offense is drastically different with him in it and without him in it. Again, 216-578-1192. Report from Jeremy Fowler. $13 million is the offer from the Browns for David Njoku. According to his sources and his reports, it's in the area of upwards of $13 million per season, which would put him in the range of top five at his position.
Insanity.
It just seems like a lot for David Njoku.
It's a lot of money, dude. I'm telling you, it's a lot of quiche.
It is.
And I don't get it, man.
Here's the thing. We got a couple people. I'm going to have the fans explain it to us then, because I think we're both in the same boat. I have not seen – I don't have a mountain of evidence that suggests that David Njoku is worth being top five at his position annually. I don't have it. Maybe somebody can shed some light on it. Let's go to Mark up next on The Fan. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Yo, Mark. Mark.
Mark, you are on The Fan.
You're going once. You're going twice. Hey, go.
See you later.
That's all Carrollson said.
Thanks
I'll grab
for
some bench.
The call.
Yep. Michael, put some sense into us if you got it. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yo, how are you?
Hey, what I'm thinking is, I mean, we're talking about a team who just paid Austin Hooper, who was, you know, less than desirable in any fashion, minus the one catch he made in the playoff game against Kansas City. The question for me is not as a joke or worth it, but can the Browns' offense and, you know, can they scheme him up to make him a top tight end? You know, you can't give a guy 1-2 targets a game and expect him to be an all-world tight end. They got to provide him the targets, give him the opportunities. We know he's not a great blocker. We know he's got the ability to make the big play. He's proven that. He had probably one of the biggest games of any offensive player last season. I mean, this team is not given the opportunities to Jarvis. We haven't seen him provide that. So my question is, can the Browns facilitate him to become a top receiving tight end?
Well, I mean, certainly they feel that they can if they're going to pay him this amount of money. You know, they feel like he can be a dynamic weapon for this offense. I haven't seen enough that warrants this huge contract.
Yeah, and Dustin, I think we can both agree. Like, having a top tight end 100% matters when constructing a really good football team. And just look at the guys that have gotten paid and look at the teams that they're on, right?
Mm-hmm.
49ers
mm-hmm.
last year with George Kittle. That's an NFC Championship appearance. Travis Kelce and the Chiefs. That's an AFC Championship appearance. Dallas Goedert and the Eagles. They were one and done, but they were in the postseason, right? Mark yep. Andrews and the Ravens. If Lamar Jackson doesn't get injured, they're likely in the postseason and don't melt down, right? And then your Patriots are after that. Patriots somehow paid two tight ends. They had the most money spent on tight ends in the league by far because they paid both Henry and Jonnu Smith just an insane amount of money. But again, that's another playoff team. Like, you do need to, you know, have really good tight ends. And we know that's a part of Stefanski's offense. It's always been a part of Stefanski's offense, and his identity is having these really good tight ends. But I don't know that David Njoku is that. I have no evidence to suggest that he is. Like how much of an upgrade, even with Deshaun Watson, because we're giving everyone a little bit of a bump up with Deshaun Watson over Baker Mayfield. How much with the upgrade of Deshaun Watson, a quarterback, do you feel like David Njoku can be in this offense? Can he take this offense to the next level? Or is that going to fall on the shoulders of David Bell, of Anthony Schwartz, of Amari Cooper?
Man, I think he's got the ability to do it. He just hasn't proven it. And maybe, you know, he's bought in and he's finally happy. And certainly money makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just haven't seen enough out of Brandon's going to talk about Njoku. That's why I said Brandon. Sorry. Njoku. I haven't seen enough out of Njoku. I just haven't.
Now, one thing I will give him credit for, at least put a feather in his cap for, is that I think over the past couple years after they paid Austin Hooper a bunch of money and they drafted Harrison Bryant, yeah. I feel like Njoku then took like the weight of the world on his shoulders. He was like, oh, no. I might be third in this tight end room at whoever's asking the questions, or whoever is in charge of this, and given whatever day they think about Harrison Bryant, I might end up being third in this tight end room. Ugh, I was a first round pick, Right. I wasn't supposed to be third in anything. Nonetheless, best tight end in a room. But he won that battle last year. He came up really big. There were multiple games where he came up really big. But you got to question yourself. Durability as far as injury history hasn't been a beacon of health in the past. And then just actual production has fallen short relative to the guys that are cashing in big. Brandon, I'm next in the Fan. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. I just want to say I 100% agree with what y'all saying. If I'm Njoku, I'm signing that contract like pronto. I'm running to the table. $13 million?
Why are we having discussions about it? He should have already hit. Like the ink should be dry. Yeah. He should be like, yes, exactly. I'm celebrating.
And we all know what happens in the NFL, man. In 1 year, you saw what happened with Baker. You know, he was beloved in Cleveland. Now he's the enemy. 1 year. So, yeah, Njoku, man, I tweeted at you, bro. Sign that contract if that's what they're offering. That's all I got to say.
All right, good call. Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate you, man. Mark up next on the Fan. Hello, Mark.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're Mark, good. We got you,
buddy. We got you. Thank you.
All right. I think Njoku's worth the contract extension. I know you guys probably think I'm crazy, but the dude's a freak of an athlete. He can go up big in the red zone. He's got great vertical. Got speed. All he needs is a quarterback that can stand tall in the pocket, see the entire field, and not just the side of the field that he rolls out to. So I think he's worth every bit of it.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate you, man. Let's go to Kyle up next in the Fan. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, Kyle.
Good. I got two things. One's on Njoku, one's just for Dustin. I think it's a lot of money, but I believe it would be worth it. I mean, we gave Austin Hooper all that money. He didn't pan out very well. But I don't know. I think he's athletic. He's never really been given a chance. You know, he was in Freddie Kitchen's doghouse, per se, or that's at least what they claim. I think it's worth a shot. We prioritize the tight end so much in this offense. So I think they see his athletic ability and they're willing to give it a chance there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.